An oil tanker docked in icy waters at Nikiski had what investigators are calling a near miss when it was accidentally set adrift while loading oil from the Tesoro tank farm. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports on the January incident, which came to light last week following the release of an internal Tesoro investigation.
The incident happened in the early morning hours of January 13th at the Kenai Pipeline Dock in Nikiski, where the oil tanker Overseas Martinez was moored. According to an internal investigation conducted by Tesoro Corporation, the Martinez was loading oil when crew members noticed a buildup of ice around the ship. At about 6 o'clock in the morning, the ice had built up enough to create pressure on the ship's mooring lines, enough pressure that crewmen requested assistance from the Crowley Tug Vigilant, which was positioned nearby. At 6:24 a.m., the Tug Vigilant lost power to both of its engines and was set adrift. When the line between the two ships soon became taut, the force of the shock caused approximately 40 feet of the Martinez's railing to be ripped from the deck. The weight of the tug and the four-knot current caused the Martinez to drift to the north. Luckily, the engines on the Martinez were running at the time, and the 600-foot oil tanker was able to slowly pull ahead, relieving the pressure on the line. Personnel from the Tesoro tank farm soon responded and were able to shut down the flow of oil in about 15 minutes. No one was hurt in the incident and no oil was spilled, but it was, according to Tesoro's own investigation, a very close call.
Our position is this is Russian roulette, and we continue to load the gun here.
That's Bob Shavelson from environmental watchdog group Cook Inlet Keeper. Shavelson first heard about the incident from whistleblowers who witnessed it, and Cook Inlet Keeper, along with KBBI, came into possession of the investigation report after Tesoro reported its findings to the Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council, or CIRCAC, on March 30th. CIRCAC receives its funding directly from the oil industry. Jerry Rombach is director of public outreach for CIRCAC. He disputes the level of danger that occurred during the Martinez tanker incident in January, pointing out that the ship was under its own power the whole time.
Had the Martinez not had power or lost power, we'd have an altogether different story to be saying. But because of the precautions that the company took, there was really no danger of any real incident.
When asked why a report on the incident had not found its way into the public eye for more than 2 months, Rombach said such reports usually only go to the Coast Guard and state agencies like the Department of Environmental Conservation. Rombach says that Tesoro employees followed all the protocols for what's called Phase 2 ice conditions for Lower Cook Inlet. According to the official Coast Guard operating procedures, activation of Phase 2 measures is based on a number of factors, including severe sub-freezing temperatures, aerial ice observations, and forecast information from NOAA. When Phase 2 measures are put into place, as they were on the night of the Martinez incident, crews are supposed to discontinue all transfer operations, prepare the transfer hoses to be disconnected, and position a designated vessel near the moored vessel to act as an ice scout. All of that did indeed occur, according to Rombach and the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. John Katula is Marine Vessels Section Manager for DEC. He says the state did not fine Tesoro over the Martinez incident, but it did issue the company a notice of violation.
Tesoro did a pretty thorough analysis of everything that took place, and they did come up with a lot of corrective actions, and we required them to do a thorough investigation of all of the events that led up to this particular situation.
Bob Shavelson, however, is not convinced.
We had the onset of heavy ice very early in Cook Inlet. You would think that an operator at a dock that has had a long history of problems would make sure that everybody knew exactly what the protocol was. It's problematic in light of the long history of casualties we've seen around marine navigation in Cook Inlet.
In an email message, Tina Barbee of Tesoro Media Relations said that there were, quote, no environmental impacts and no injuries, and we've made process improvements to ensure this kind of event does not occur in the future. Phase 2 ice conditions were lifted for Cook Inlet March 29th on the orders of Coast Guard Captain J.A. Fosdick, the captain of the port for Western Alaska. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.